obviously everything else has been different in 2020. And with Thanksgiving coming up this week and then Christmas right around the corner, a lot of people are starting to think about holiday shopping. Some might have already started on their holiday shopping, but here to talk about what will be different this year is John Quinn from the Consumer Marketing Academy at Indiana University. John, first question, Black Friday shopping going to be different this year, obviously, because all the stores are going to have safety precautions and restrictions. But are some stores, they're saying that they're going to be closed as well, Thanksgiving and this weekend, right?
Right, right. Some retailers have come out and said they're not even going to be open Black Friday.
And so, go ahead.
Well, and Black Friday's really been stretched out longer. In fact, just on the lighter side of things, I get a Black Friday email from Macy's every day. So the actual event of Black Friday is going to be spread out over a much longer period of time.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, how a lot of stores are doing online sales, not just for this weekend, but for the entire month, really, of November. Is that just to kind of... Do they feel bad for consumers that they can't come to the stores, or is that a marketing strategy for 2020?
It's definitely a marketing strategy. It's a combination of a couple of different things. They're concerned about how much sales they're actually going to be able to push through in their typical compressed timeline. So they're trying to pull some of those sales forward. And it seems like there's a McKinsey report out that said they should be able to do that, because 35% of people say they're going to shop earlier this year. And they also, about 39% said they're going to shop, spend more money on special shopping days. And that means something different this year than it has in previous years. Like, when we think special shopping days, we think like Cyber Monday or Black Friday. But there's more of these special shopping events that are being created during this time period, and almost 40% of the people are saying they're going to spend more on those shopping days than they did before.
Do you think what do you think goes into that? Do you think it's people, you know, just trying to focus on something positive, you know, because of how 2020 has been? They're thinking, I'll shop early. I'll spend a little more to you know, help family or friends.
Well, I definitely think you hit on something there. People wanting to celebrate, have something to look forward to, because it's been such a relatively bleak year. Even things like Thanksgiving and Christmas decorations, sales of those items are way up this year. People are going to be decorating more than they have. Because it's a little bit of like a nesting thing. We realize we're going to be home, so let's make it as celebratory as possible. The shopping part of it, too, is people become more familiar with changing in the shopping behavior. That same McKinsey report also said something like almost 3/4 of people who have adopted new shopping behaviors plan to keep these new shopping behaviors. So, you know, whether it's buy online, pick up curbside or BOPIS, they've tried it out. They're comfortable with it. And they're probably going to integrate it into their long-term shopping behaviors. And that kind of creates a greater flexibility of when they shop.
Did you say BOPIS?
Yes, I'm sorry. buy online, pick up in store.
Gotcha. I was wondering what that meant. We're talking with John Quinn. He's from the Consumer Marketing Academy at IU. John, anything else you would like to add? Anything you think we should hit on?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. We talked about kind of like this nesting thing. It's going to be almost a bunker mentality. I think a lot of categories that will do well through this holiday season are things that are more like home life oriented. You know, whether it's like home projects or home improvement type of thing, or home activities. I think you'll see a lot of growth in that this holiday season.
So do you have any examples? Like, the first thing I could think of is the Peloton bike.
Yeah. Well, you're going to see a lot of competitors with it coming out too. But even things like, I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing like good sales of iRumba or people taking home projects and into their own hands, like, you know, painting or window treatments, and just kind of sprucing up their immediate surroundings. They're going to spend a lot more time at home looking around. It's like, you know, I never liked those window treatments, you know? So you're going to start seeing the sales of things like that really start spiking.
So is that people buying stuff and doing these projects for themselves? Or is it family and friends saying, hey, I'm going to buy you a can of paint?
No, it's more for themselves within the family.
So off that topic, what do you have any ideas of you know, what kind of topics, what kind of items would be a popular pick to give somebody for Christmas or for the holidays? Are you going to see more people buy home decorations or stuff like that for family and friends as a holiday gift?
Well, you know, I think there's holiday gifts like board games will be really popular. It's kind of this retreat. I wouldn't say retreat away from technology, but maybe a respite from technology. So going back to board games that really don't require technology will probably be very hot. Puzzles will be big again. Puzzles that were kind of big earlier in the pandemic, they're going to be huge this holiday season. Those type of activities that people can do at home, you're going to see a boost in video games too and stuff like that. But there's also going to be kind of this equal and opposite action of more traditional type activities, and you'll see those sales and anything related to that. In addition to home exercise, but home entertainment, that's not necessarily Netflix or Xbox.
Gotcha. All right, John Quinn, appreciate you spending some time. Hopefully we're hoping you feel a little better. I know you're not feeling the greatest, but I appreciate you taking some time to do this interview.
Thanks, Rob. No problem. I enjoyed it.